Any way mixed with the world. Like, I've got Christians all over telling me that you can be part of the NFL and still serve a holy God. If you look at what the NFL stands for, it's violence. God hates violence. It's prideful. It's rowdy. And so these ministries built on sports are compromising by not calling people out of the world, and they're not calling people out of dead man-made religion, unbiblical man-made religion. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, and that's why we left churchianity. I can't keep worldliness with people sitting next to me in the pew. I can't keep pagan holidays. I can't keep immodesty and unbiblical dress. I can't keep the things that the Father's Word says to go against. God encouraged my website. I have hundreds of articles for free, and I don't have a religious group, and I don't have a body. I'm a traveling street preacher. I'm trying to wake people up to the truth that, you know, I was telling that young man, the world is down here in the gutter, no doubt. Churchianity's right about here somewhere, all the different 30,000 different flavors. You know where we have to be? God's stand of holiness. Now, we don't make it into heaven on our holiness, but because of what Christ has done in our his perfect righteousness, now the Bible says that we are to strive and live righteous. We don't live in sin. And one of the things that people don't want to hear is if you tell them that if they live in sin, that is not repented of. If you live in sin, you won't forsake. It's not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
So
when men tell me...
No one born of God makes a practice of sin, right. Because God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he's been born of God.
Amen. So those men down there, I asked them about, you know, one of them admitted, yeah, those are pagan holidays. And I said, so you guys keep them? And the guy said, yeah. I said, how can you keep sinning if you have God? They have no answer. How can you be of this corrupt... No, the NFL promotes sodomy and lesbianism.
Can anybody tell me?
How can any Christian promote that?
So I have a question for you. If the church has traditionally celebrated the birth of Jesus at Christmas, are they in sin?
Well, you say traditionally, what tradition are you following? You're not following Scripture, because nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to celebrate Jesus' birth. One, we don't know when it was. Two, we're told to celebrate and proclaim his death, not Resurrection Sunday. Eshtar, Easter, means Eshtar. It's a pagan holiday.
So we're not supposed to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus.
No. We proclaim the resurrection every time we preach Christ. You don't do it on the day that the Roman Catholics are doing it in unison with them. That's the problem. So you don't even know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. You're practicing that, if you do. You don't even know what day we're supposed to claim the resurrection. Yeah, every day we're supposed to claim the resurrection. But doing it, lifting it up, calling it a pagan holiday, linking with the ways of the world, you guys have got to go deeper than that. If your gospel, you can read my gospel, if your gospel doesn't transform your entire life, hold on, meaning how you talk, who you associate with, what you do for entertainment, how you spend your money, how you dress, all right? God does care about how we dress. It's in the scriptures. If that gospel hasn't transformed everything, that's an incomplete gospel.
No, I agree with you.
Okay. So when I look at American churchianity and I see you guys, and you're part of a sports ministry, you guys are dressed just like the world, you have not gone deep enough.
So I'm dressed like the world because I have shorts and a t-shirt.
Sure. The Bible, if you're asking about dress, the Bible...
Sir, that's legalism.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Jesus condemned the Pharisees for adding tradition,
right.
That usurp the word of God.
Yep. He condemned...
your lips,
yep.
But you are far away from me in your heart.
Yep, exactly. That was the Pharisees' condition, but Jesus never told them to stop doing what the Word of God said.
I understand that, but you're heaping up unnecessary
burdens. No, because if you read the Scriptures, what happened after Adam and Eve sinned?
They covered themselves with fig leaves.
And what did God do?
God covered them with animal skins.
What are the animal skins? What are the animal skins? What does the Hebrew word mean? No. It was the first shedding of blood, beautiful thing. What does the Hebrew word tell us those things were? Tunic. And the tunic hides your form, so we don't have to see your form. That's the whole point. Clothing is sin covering. And this is a temple. This is a temple, and you shouldn't be putting names on the temple of God either. Okay, you got to be careful of hanging.
So I'm not allowed to represent my Lord and Savior.
Well, I'd be careful of that. We're not going to get into that. I'd be careful. If God built a temple, you wouldn't spray paint Jesus' name on the side, right?
Who is able to stand?
Then you shouldn't do that on your body. Right, so you shouldn't spray paint. name. Shouldn't spray paint names. So God in Genesis 3, right after marriage, so if you believe in a man and a woman married, if you believe in that, then you have to believe in what God did. It's well before the Torah law, okay?
Yes.
And all of the men that Jesus was dealing with, the prophets, the priests, the Pharisees, the disciples, the apostles, and Jesus, all wore tunic like robes.
Yes, but
and it never changed.
Where is the command for that to take place in the new covenant?
Well, first of all, we still keep what's in the old covenant that is not Torah, so we don't murder, we don't kill, right?
Yes,
we don't,
we keep the moral law, but we don't keep the judicial ceremonies.
But you keep marriage between a man and a woman, so that predates all of that. So you would keep what God did in Genesis 3.
Yes.
In the New Testament, it tells women to dress in orderly apparel.
Yes,
now,
orderly
look
apparel.
Up the word apparel. Do you know what it means in Greek?
No, I don't.
It's not pants and a tank top. It's a catastole robe. So the women's robe, catastole means hanging down, goes longer. Now, hold on. Then men are to be the example. So let me ask you a question. If women are to be covering up their private parts so men can't see them, if we're to be the example, should the men be showing our butts and our crotches off in clothing like you guys do? No. So it does command.
I don't know how I'm showing off my butt.
You are. I mean, you are. And
my shirt is below my waist.
I can see your form. I used to be a bodybuilder. I can see your form. You're kind of showing off that you weightlift.